Read Isaiah 11.
Okay. Chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and shall reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
I'll show you something. I've been in the charismatic movement, I said that a few minutes ago, 40 years. 40 years. I heard Lester Sumrall once say, he's the only man that he ever knew that taught the seven spirits of God. When he said that, I'd been teaching him for 25 years. And I want to show you something. This prophecy was given by Isaiah. It talked about Jesus. The first of those seven spirits is the Spirit of the Lord. The first of those spirits is the Spirit of the Lord. And if you will watch or think or consider what you've seen over the years, you have not seen the next six spirits operate from the pulpits of America, because you didn't see the first of the seven spirits of God in operation. And what did we say that spirit is? What? What? Come on, say it loud.
Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you. Now I want to show you. The reason people hate my ministry and the reason the people call me of the devil is because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now we're going to move to the seventh one. Then we're going to back up. A person walking in the Spirit of the Lord, the seven spirits of the Holy Ghost, will have the spirit of what? What's the seventh one?
Fear of the Lord.
Did you get that? The fear of the Lord. That's the seventh. Where you have the spirit of the Lord, you will have the spirit of fear of the Lord. Are you there? Now, I'll show you why you don't understand my ministry, why you run from it, and I'll show you why Jezebel runs away from me. They don't run away from me. They run away from God. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, not just to talk about seven spirits of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach what?
The gospel to the poor.
The gospel to the poor. And I preach the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, which is the power of God. Unto salvation to everyone that believes. So the seven spirits of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, preaching the gospel. Now, what is the next one of those spirits?
Next one up or next one down?
Up. Oh, down, pardon me.
The Spirit of wisdom.
There you go. The Spirit of wisdom. Is knowledge next?
And understanding.
And understanding. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Do you know why you never get understanding from these ministries that preach to you? They're not walking with us in the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is not upon them. And the wisdom that they minister to you is of the devil. It is of the devil. The body of Christ is full of it. Full of it. And therefore you get, or the people they're ministering to, gets no understanding. Now, what's the next one?
So, can I ask a question?
Oh, no, you can talk. No. Sure, you can ask one.
So those six spirits
are
encompassed in the Spirit of the Lord.
Are they separate?
No, they work in conjunction with it, under it.
Okay.
You're asking questions you didn't ask at all. That's okay. I hadn't thought of that.
I was going to say, I've heard there are all seven different spirits with seven different examples.
Well, that's what they'd like you to believe.
Right.
But the Spirit of the Lord, in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, verse 18, Jesus returned into Galilee after 40 days in the wilderness, fasting and praying, being full of the Holy Spirit, verse 1, Luke 4, verse 14, he returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And he...
The Spirit of the Lord, is that the Holy Spirit?
These are all Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Seven spirits of the Lord all operate. The Holy Spirit operates through all seven. Or operates all seven of them. At the Jehovah operates all seven of these spirits through the Holy Spirit. We'll get this right. Send me an email, she'll answer. Amen. Now.
Just want to see how much you know.
Go ahead. He'll never disappoint you.
No. Never has.
Talk about God.
I know.
All right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon, Romans 4, Luke 4:18. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit after 40 days fasting and praying, being filled with the Spirit, tempted, fasted, 40 days, overcame. Returned in the power of the Spirit. And he went in, and as was his custom to read, they delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. And he opened to Isaiah 61, and he began reading. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. He, when he came out of Jordan River, anointed by the Holy Ghost, walked in the fullness of the Spirit, but he was led by the Spirit not to go preach, but to go into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights of the devil. No food. Now, but he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor, and to preach what? Deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. You know why these preachers that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit can never deliver you from captivity? They don't preach the gospel. They don't walk in the gospel. They've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but they have no revelation of the gospel. I've watched apostles sit up here and teach on television that I was right in the middle of them with no power, that I couldn't understand. You see, God's teaching me even today. Isn't that amazing that I don't think I've arrived? But I know better. But I meet you arrivals. You didn't get it, did you? I meet the arrivals, those that have arrived, and they're always trying to tell me what to do. Bottom up. So, they never ministered the gospel to you, so they could not be ministering the Spirit of the Lord to you as they walk it. But they say, Jesus is Lord. Right? And their confession is worthless. 1 Corinthians 12 says, no man can confess or say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now you've heard all this. You sat here 25 years.
It's another question.
Well, come on.
When Jesus
said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
He wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit then, was he?
Sure was.
He was?
Sure was.
But work.
Minister the gospel to them, which is the power of God unto salvation.
But when he said the Spirit of the Lord, is he talking about Isaiah 11?
Yes.
And that's the same thing as the Holy Spirit?
Yes, and Isaiah 61 too.
Okay.
You want to go there and read it?
Sure.
Let's go. Listen, I've never had so much fun in my life.
We do this a lot, by the way. This is our evenings at home.
Oh, evenings?
Breakfast, whatever. Yeah, evenings can be different.
Okay.
Isaiah 61.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all that mourn.
Now, that's exact. These are the words that you find in Luke 4:18.
Right.
You want to read those? I missed one. I think it's set. No, Luke 4:18. I think I left. Missed that. Set at liberty them that are. Well, let's read it.
I will.
I don't trust my faith sometimes.
Luke 4?
Yeah, 18, yeah. Up there. Spirit. You know so you see that.
Yes, you can see that.
Why? It's in red. Let's go.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
But to heal the brokenhearted. I knew there was one I was missing. Guess what? That's what all of you need, is your broken heart healed. First, it may have to be broken, then it can be healed. Now let's go back to Isaiah 11, because we're about to worship God, unless you want to teach some stuff. All right, let's go. Spirit of the Lord's upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. To give what? In the spirit of wisdom?
Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
And understanding.
Spirit of counsel.
Counsel.
And might.
And might. There is where the people start jumping out of the ship. I've watched when the spirit of might rises up through me, I've watched people go, he's mad. He's drunk. He's got a devil. He's a lunatic. No. Same person. Same spirit. Walking in the Spirit of the Lord. Ministry. Wisdom and understanding. Counsel. Counsel? Yeah. Holy Ghost counsels you. Through me. He gives you counsel. I don't want that. God wants to talk to me, let him talk to me direct. He won't. You're too private. Counsel and might. Might does come down hard on the devil. It comes down hard on pride. Six things that God hates. Seven is an abomination. Can I tell you what you shared with me?
Yeah, you can share.
Good. Did you know Kathy's been living with me now? She's been in this house right here 24 years before she started living with me, right? Almost 25, 24 and a half. And Kathy found out when she moved in with me that I hated sin. May I go on?
If I kick you, stop.
Start kicking. It won't matter. But just a couple, 3 days ago, you saw something, right? You want to say it?
Well, it's what we talked about this morning.
Right.
I grew up in a family that was religious, and I grew up in the Methodist Church for about 10 years. And I told Doyle this morning, I said, you know, it was still in me that... God didn't hate anything. As he didn't hate sin. He was a God of love. And he didn't hate sin, and he certainly didn't hate sin in a person. And I went through some difficult times here, and God showing me my sin. And I told God a couple months ago, I saw the verse where it says, he could not look on sin, and how David hated sin. I think it was David in one of the Psalms.
Hated evil.
Hated evil. And I told God, that's not in me. I can't hate it. And it got to a point, one morning I was walking down the steps into the kitchen to make coffee, and I got to that bottom step, and oh my God, I hated the sin in me. And I rejoiced. I was excited. I thought, well, thank God, we're finally getting understanding.
There you go.
That's right. That religion doesn't hate sin. It pushes it away. It won't admit it. It says it's been forgiven. It won't look at it. It'll cover it up. But it won't hate it. And God had to bring me to a point where I hated it.
Did you all hear that? You're going to hear it, a lot of it. God put this woman with me. He had her all the time preserved right here. And she was walking in sin. But when she moved into my house, the first thing God did was start setting her free from the sin. She didn't understand it. You don't understand it. You don't want to. You want to live in your sin or sins. Kathy and I this morning talked about 1 John 1:7. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, he is the light. You have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you of all sin. Your problem is you don't believe the gospel, because that gospel, when you believe it, will shine on your sin. If God showed you all of your sin at once, you'd fall apart. I think God said something to Terry Mai about that. Is that right, Kathy?
That's because I
did y'all hear that? He said to Terry Mai, if he cleaned it all out at once, There'd be nothing left but Tennessee. Terry's been saying that for years. Did you hear it? No.
You know, when Terry said that, I always thought he meant the demons in us.
Very good.
I never considered it was sinners.
Yeah.
You know, you get rid of all the demons, I'm cool. But that's not true.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is going to become fun. You know, it's been 40 years I've been fighting witchcraft, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness. Now, I've overcome enough, bringing Kathy through, others, they're here with me on staff for being overcoming those. When I talk about staff, I'll tell you what, most of you right here that attend this building and here 7 days a week, as far as I'm concerned, you are staff. I just don't pay you. Amen.
God does.
God. Well, he has other means
right.
Rather than just through me. But we're going to move into this, and because the discussion between Kathy and I is fun. She is seeing, getting what God is saying, and getting understanding. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. And the Spirit of understanding, of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. Look, what's next?
Spirit of knowledge.
Oh, is that amazing? Did you know that's one of the last? And all you people wanted was knowledge. That's all I wanted. You know, that's why I can say, you people. It's not condemning you. Then, look at the seventh one. With ministering by the Spirit of the Lord, walking in the Spirit of the Lord, then wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, he will perfect the fear of the Lord in you. And that is one of the seven spirits of God. And when you move in those seven, I will tell you, you won't make anybody happy unless they are humble and say, I want this. I want this. I don't care if my wife hates me. I don't care if my husband hates me. I don't care if my kids hate me. I don't care if my mother hates me. I don't care if my father hates me. I want this, and I don't care if I'm but 12 years old. Could we worship God? Oh, are you through?
I got one question.
Yeah.
Do these have anything to do with the nine manifestations?
These seven, good question. These seven minister the nine manifestations.